Integrity Staffing is making on-the-spot job offers for temp and temp-to-hire positions in Walton. Earn up to $16 an hour, plus excellent benefits with day and night shifts available now. We'll get you working right away with our unique, fast, and easy application process. Walk in Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5 at the Courtyard by Marriott at 500 West 3rd Street in Covington. For more information and to apply online, visit waltonlistens.com. Click the banner now for additional information. Integrity Staffing, your opportunity engine.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Biz Life Simplified, the program where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results. Now, here's your host for Biz Life Simplified, organizing expert, speaker, and university certified executive coach, Nancy Hagan, freeing you to do what you do best.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Biz Life Simplified. And today we have Kay Fittis with us. She's the CEO of High Heeled Success, and she focuses on career strategies for women, unlearning certain gender behaviors that can put women at a disadvantage in the workplace, things that we're probably not even conscious of, or if we are, maybe we're not sure what to do about it. So I always benefit from talking with Kay. So, Kay, are you with us today?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
Good. I had a feeling you were. Okay. So can you tell us something? Because I think this is a journey that we all need to take in terms of simplifying our life and especially our business life. Can you tell us about a time when you realized or when that was a significant aha for you and how you handled simplifying your business life?
Oh, absolutely, Nancy. Well, first of all, I will say I'm getting ready to have my 25th anniversary of my business. So I've been at this a while. And but early on in my business, I was, quite frankly, whining to my husband how overcommitted, tired, overwhelmed I felt. He looked at me and he said very tellingly, "So who is it that you're boss now?" It just stopped me in my tracks. It's like, you know what? No one else was creating this problem, only me. And, you know, since I do spend time working with female leaders and female business owners on issues of self-value, boundaries, and clarity of vision, it was pretty ironic to me that I needed to be my own coach. And after that, my goal was, I would say, I need to own my choices. Because I was letting clients, the world, everything else dictate to me my schedule. I was not, in fact, the person that was in charge. And that was pretty pivotal for me.
Yeah, definitely. And very brave, too, because that you actually did, you know, stop and look within, because sometimes I know that's difficult to do and something we don't necessarily want to do. But as you say, it can make all the difference because we're the ones in charge that can then make different choices to change the outcome. So I love that.
That's exactly right. Well, so many people, that's one of the reasons they get into business, isn't it, Nancy? You know, they want to be the person that controls their own destiny, but the reality is they're not controlling it.
Uh-huh.
There are too many darn things in life that we can't control. And so when we figure out which ones we can, we better step up to the plate and at least be in charge of those.
Right. Good point. And you had shared a quote with me about decisions and everything. Would you tell us that, please?
Oh, I'm sure you're talking about the vision quote.
Uh-huh, right.
Yes. One of my favorite quotes in the whole world is from Joel Arthur Baker. He said, "Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. But vision with action can change the world." I love that. I share that with my clients all the time, and I try my level best to live by that on a daily basis. And I truly believe
it is,
isn't it? And because you will get different pieces of advice around that from different people, but it is the coupling of the two. The action and the vision that really brings it into reality for you. And, you know, I have found that when I stay really grounded in my vision, my planning gets easier and my choices get significantly easier.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you know, I mean, you know, as being a business owner, there are times when our businesses ebb and flow, and there is that little voice in the back of our head that says, I better take it. You know, we have that sense sometimes that the wolf will be at the door. And if we don't stay grounded in that vision, we will in fact do that. We will bite at any opportunity that comes along. And not every opportunity that comes along is appropriate for us.
Okay.
And then, boy, life sure isn't simple anymore, is it?
Good point. Yeah. So if we commit to something that isn't in alignment with our vision, that's what unsimplifies things and complicates things. That's a really good point for simplifying. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It starts from a real strong foundation because, you know, it's really easy to be busy and just be busy. Not really make the cash register ring, not really get to what things our vision, our passion, where we're really using our strengths. And busy is not necessarily a good way to be unless it's reflective of smart choices.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It goes back to your first point about making the choices, owning the choices. So,
The word own consistently comes up for me personally and for my clients. Before I'm ready to cast blame somebody else, I better say, are you owning your own choices, Kay?
Right. Good. Thank you. Well, as I mentioned to our – pardon?
Yeah, no, go right ahead.
Okay. As I mentioned earlier, that Kay specializes in training, speaking, consulting, coaching for women to overcome disadvantages in the workplace. And I've been to – some of her workshops, which are great and full of interesting women and interaction and everything. If you have a chance, we'll talk a little bit more about that toward the end, about how you can get in touch. But this is how Kay brings so much experience and vision to us. So tell us a little bit about the unique vulnerabilities that women may encounter in simplifying their business life and how that can be a disadvantage.
Oh, be excited to do that, Nancy. You know, all business people have in their own mind an estimation, an assessment of their professional worth. For many females, what you see is they consistently undercharge for their services. So, if you are not bringing in the kind of revenue that you need to, that makes one feel driven to do more, but not necessarily what is of great quality. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Because if you're charging more and have more income, and of course you have to provide the value to be there,
absolutely.
But then that's going to simplify because you won't have to do as much of it. Is that
exactly?
Am I getting the drift there?
You are dead on with the drift. I mean, to put it in really simple terms, we're talking about quality here and not quantity. And if you don't think enough of your own competency, of your own skills, and enough of your own value in the marketplace, you're not going to charge enough for your services.
Okay.
And it's not just your services, it's your entire body of work that you bring to whatever your business is. So I see that as a particularly significant vulnerability for women. Are we really aware of our own marketplace worth and our personal worth as well? So that's one significant vulnerability.
Right, because not only are we doing whatever that specific job or service at hand is, we're bringing to it the experience and the perspective and the outlook and all the accumulated training and all of that.
Absolutely. I mean, you may be bringing 50 years, let's say, of life experience and 30 years of workplace experience to whatever your product, service, or offering is. It's and not to see the expanse of that is to do oneself a great disservice. That sure can keep you on that little hamster treadmill going, I have to do more, I have to do more, I have to do more. You don't necessarily have to do more if you'll own that value.
Yes. Well, that's really helpful to step back and look at some of these things.
Well, it gets scary. I'm sure, anyone that's in business has had moments, many moments, where we have had a lot of fear. And so we're not driven by fear, and we're driven by what's smart is definitely a way to simplify your business.
Mm-hmm.
But,
there
are other issues as well. One of the ones that I talk about at great length in one of my books is often the struggle for some women to have a laser focus, to really put themselves in the present and not be consistently distracted by every blip out there. And there are a lot of blips for women. More blips for us oftentimes than for men. Not to say that our male counterparts don't have a full plate themselves, but we do know that women have more concomitant roles. We are more responsible for our home. We are more responsible for children. We are more responsible for elderly parents. We tend to take on a larger role often as volunteers in the community. So is it any surprise that it's tough for us to focus on occasion? I'm not surprised at all that is a challenge, but it certainly is a challenge for women.
What can we do about that?
To me, the thing that is important is, what is the distraction? Is it, let's say you're in an office where you're in a cubicle, or you're in an office with an open door. Do you have employees or others that just pop in consistently?
Right.
So you're faced with doing a couple of things. You're faced with developing some scripts which say to others, right now I'm in focus time. I will see you at 3 o'clock. Or maybe it's your body language that you have to adjust. Instead of looking up every time someone plops himself down in the chair next to you, you just keep on doing what you're doing. Or I tell you, the one that really made a difference for me was a focus sign.
Yeah.
When early on in my business, I moved my office from an office space because they raised the rent considerably. They wanted to get all the small tenants out and get one large tenant, and it worked. So I came home. It definitely was a strategic plan on their part that worked. And so I said, okay, I'm gonna take the business and work from home for a while until I find a new space. Well, I really liked it in many ways, so I decided to stay. Until that first summer, and my son was home, and I was trying to work, and it just seemed like every time I turned around, that little guy was right there in the doorway. And finally, I had to get to where I put a sign on the door that said, Brad, I'm in focus time. I will see you at, sometimes it was a white marker board, and sometimes I would write in, I'll see you at lunch. Sometimes I will write in, I'll see you at 3 o'clock. But, you know, sometimes it's verbal, sometimes it's body language, and sometimes it's a job aid, like a focus sign. Those things really do make a big difference. I have clients that use them, all of those techniques, and sometimes it takes all of them, not just one of them.
Yeah, right. And then if you can spread that culture, if you're in an office, you know, because one of the top complaints that I hear from people is like, I get so many interruptions, I can't get anything done. You know, I'm sure everybody hears that. Well, if everybody could agree to maybe an hour, you know, a certain hour of the day, okay, we're not going to interrupt each other during this hour.
I love,
you know, make it a
that.
Yeah, a company culture thing.
That's brilliant, Nancy. I have a feeling I'm going to need to be I'm not going to call it stealing. I'll say, I think I'll have to liberate that from you to share with my client.
Implement it. The world needs it, right?
Absolutely. But to really shift the entire culture and climate of your workplace, that is a brilliant idea. Love that. Yeah. Love that.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, I think it would be a relief for everyone, really.
Because, you know, if that's part of the culture, everybody is struggling with it. Some people are going to be more effective in dealing with it, but your behavior as the model of that might be just the thing that sets the tone for everybody else. So that can be really, really powerful. And, you know, and if we kind of continue down that road of unique vulnerabilities for women, I think one of the biggest of all is this still pervasive belief that we do have to do it all. So many of my clients
say more
struggle.
About that.
Yeah, delegation. I just had a client on Monday that was, she's just going down for the count. She's working 14, 16 hours a day.
No.
Taking work home every night of the world. And I just gently said, so what of this can you take off of your plate and really distribute to your staff? And her immediate response was nothing. Like, let's really revisit this. Isn't it possible at least to start with some small things? Because this is a control issue for a lot of folks, both men and women, but maybe more so for women because we've had less control in the world. And when we do have then the opportunity to be in control of our universe, it can be a pretty heady experience.
Mm-hmm.
Heady, but a very unhealthy behavior. So I'm consistently at least suggesting to people, make a short list, a small list of itty bitty baby steps in delegating. It's just like mm-hmm. a muscle. You know, I went on vacation mm-hmm. all last week and I didn't exercise the whole time I was gone, and except for kind of walking around doing the touristy thing. And I could tell Monday morning my muscles hurt. Same thing is true with those delegation muscles, isn't it? You know, you have to flex them. You have to try them. Uh-huh. So if you're nervous about being the person that delegates, start with a little short list of easier things to do so you can feel some success with that.
Yeah.
Find it help. It really does help. And to say there's bound to be someone somewhere somehow I can delegate to.
Yeah. And then along with delegation, the follow-up. And I don't know, maybe it's just popping into my mind. I don't know if I really want to, if it's really relevant for me to get into it here, because that might make it seem a little more complicated. But
well, only in the short run, Nancy. If we take a broader view, if we don't have good follow-up, let's think about what the average person says to themselves. They've delegated something. It's not gone well. It's kind of fallen apart. So what are they apt to do? What do you think they're apt to do?
Yeah, they're going to say, oh, I just have to do it myself. That's the only way to get it done right.
Exactly. So if you don't get to the follow-up, what you end up doing so often is just abandoning the concept in the first place and see it as evidence. See, I do have to do it all, because you can't count on other people. You can't trust other people. Well, that's not really what it's about. Your job as the delegator is to be a really successful follow-up person as well. So I think it is absolutely applicable here.
Okay. Well, what's a good plan or approach to do that?
Well, I've never gotten a kickback, unfortunately, for recommending this book, but I don't think there is a business person in the world that should not read The 1 Minute Manager Meets the Monkey.
Oh, I've heard of the 1 Minute Manager, but I hadn't heard about the monkey. It's
part of the series, Nancy. It's one of Kenneth Blanchard's books, along with a co-author, and it's a short, quick read. It's done in allegorical form, but I don't know anybody that does not see or hear themselves in that book. The concepts there are the ones that I use personally, consistently, and I recommend to my clients that they use. And it really is all about how do you train yourself as well as train other people to own what is actually theirs. And to let go of the belief that everything belongs to you.
Oh, okay. So is that getting the monkey off the back? Is that the idea?
You got it. Exactly.
Okay.
That's where I was heading next, but you beat me to the punch. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, no. But you got the concept without ever having read the book. So
yeah, but now I can't wait to read the book, because I want to see the how-tos. Can you give us any tips there?
Absolutely. There are two different kinds of people that you delegate to. And as you think about people, you personally delegate projects and other things mm-hmm. to be done to Nancy. This will come to your mind as well. You have some people that you feel really comfortable and really sure about, right? They've mm-hmm. come
right.
for you,
you can
before.
Depend on.
You can depend yeah. upon them, absolutely. So your key with them is not micromanaging them. Go with their strengths. Give them few parameters, and then let them put their own spin on mm-hmm. whatever needs to be done. As long mm-hmm. as the outcome is successful, let go of the how. It's a really uh-huh. valuable thing.
Okay, because they can be trusted.
Absolutely, they can be trusted. Mm-hmm. Then there's that whole other bucket of people. We're going to call them the unsure people. Maybe you're unsure because they've never been tried before. Maybe you're unsure uh-huh. because you have delegated to them in the past, but it has not gone well. With uh-huh. them, the key factor is they cannot take any steps, any action, until you put your good housekeeping stamp of approval on it.
Okay.
So they can't just be left to their own devices.
Mm-hmm.
You must approve their actions and have frequent, what they talk about in the book is monkey management checkup times. So you meet with them more frequently. It gives you the opportunity mm-hmm. to coach them through challenges, but it also gives you the opportunity to really reinforce what they have done extremely effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, with both types of individuals, in the long run, the debrief is critical. What went well? What would you have done differently next
okay.
time?
Mm-hmm.
And here's a little bit of feedback from my perspective. But it's mm-hmm. critical that you separate these people into two different categories and deal
okay.
with them differently.
Yes. And with the second one, where you have to, approve everything, there's where somebody might feel like, oh, gee, you know, I could have done it myself much more quickly. But then
yeah.
really, you're investing for the future, right?
That's
so you're spending
exactly.
a little more time at the beginning.
See, I think that's one of the greatest dilemmas of all. You hit it right on the money.
Mm.
This is about time. I don't think I've mm-hmm. ever heard a business owner that hasn't said to me, but Kay, I could do it quicker if I did it myself. And
mm-hmm.
you know what? That's in fact probably true in the short term. But if you stay on that path on the long term, you are trying to hold
mm-hmm.
up the entire world all by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a disaster in the making. But I'll give you one other quick tip on this delegation when we may want to move on to something else. But there is a kiss of death question that you may ask to someone you have delegated to. And here it is.
Okay.
I won't make you get
okay.
it. It is, do you understand? Now, what is the average person going to respond back, Nancy?
They'll say, yes, of course. I'm smart enough. I get it. You know?
Exactly. And internally, they may be saying to themselves, I don't have a clue what to do. Instead, you replace it with, tell me what will be the first step you will take. What will be your first action? Because when they tell you the answer to that question, that is going to mm-hmm. telegraph to you whether or not they really understand
yes.
or not. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, that's brilliant.
Everybody. Yeah, isn't it? And I would love to say these are original ideas, but I totally credit the one-minute manager meets the monkey.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all benefit so much from everybody else's ideas. I know I do.
And that's part of why we're doing this interview and doing this, and you're doing your podcast, is why should we all have to try to figure out all of this by ourselves when other people have been down the same path and they've come up with brilliant ways of not just surviving but thriving? Let's be smart and use each other in the most positive of ways.
Yes.
So
good.
Important. So important.
Hey, I love that. And that's easy to do, just asking a question, you know, what will be your first step?
Absolutely.
And that will reveal if they're...
Yeah, it really is the acid test. And that's truly why I do like this book so much, is it is very simple. But sometimes the simplest concepts are the most profound. True?
Yes. Yes. And the most powerful. And I guess that's another way of saying profound, but can really cut through whatever it is that needs to be cut through.
That's
I love
exactly
the,
right.
The simplicity of it. Yeah. And those 1 minute manager books, one of their great features is that they are so short. So.
Oh, absolutely. I can just about guarantee your listeners, if they go out and get this book or they read it as an ebook or, you know, however they consume it, they will probably do it in a setting. You know, they will sit down, they will read it, and they won't put it down or stop reading until they're finished.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be so eager to go out and try it because it is so doable.
Yeah.
That's a great way to
simplify. I'm so glad that resource came up, Kay. Thank you.
Me too. I didn't even have that in mind when we first started talking.
No, we didn't. It just emerged at just the right time.
No. It's fun how that happened.
Yes. So any other particular message that you would like to get across with all your experience, all the people you've worked with, and your insights and businesses to what can help people most simplify their business life? I mean, we've talked about a number of good things, but sometimes we just need to kind of focus on one as we go away and start implementing.
Yeah, absolutely. So when your listeners are finished listening to this podcast, this would be what I would pose to them as a question. What do you really want? Not what do your employees want, or what does your boss want, or your spouse, or your parents, or your children, or your community, or anyone else. The Czar Life is the only one that I know for sure we're going to get. And so often people really are pulled in many, many different directions. No simplicity to life at all, because they are listening to the wants and needs of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
To know what you really want is essential. That drives your planning on a daily basis, and it drives your choices on a daily basis.
Right.
And once you own, we'll go back to that word again, own what you really want, I can slice and dice through a whole lot of stuff.
Mm.
It makes it easier to say yes to the appropriate thing.
Yes.
And it makes it far easier to say no to the not so appropriate things. And I'm sure you've experienced that. You know, the better you have gotten at saying no to some things, probably the more your business has expanded, become more effective, and you've really thrived in your business. True?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I really focused for a long time on questioning everything on my calendar because, you know, I was feeling like I didn't have enough time for everything. Yeah. But then I started looking at where was I going with all that? And so, yeah, just like you said, if it's not consistent with what I am really going for, then, you know, I'm just not willing to give my time and energy and everything to it. And you know, some people might think, well, gee, that sounds really selfish, you know, to just focus on what you want. But I don't think it means that you can't consider other people and other, you know, other people's needs and wants and everything, but you don't have to just be unconsciously a slave to them. You can find ways to balance, you know, if it's somebody that you care about and something that really needs to be done, you know, finding what you can do or what kind of resource you might offer or something like that.
Absolutely.
So I don't think it's a selfish thing. I think it's
not at all.
Fair to yourself and fair to others. So,
I
know for a long time, before I was more conscious of my choices and more mature in my business, you know, I was, if you're trying to please everyone and you're trying to do everything, it's really counterproductive. It just doesn't work, you know.
Absolutely. You know, many of us have had a long history of being told that we must be nice and we must be polite. And it's never appropriate to, you know, to not do for others. And that's a recipe for resentment.
Right.
Sometimes we resent our employees. Sometimes we actually resent our business. We can end up resenting family and friends. Everyone owes it to themselves to figure out what they want in life and go about getting it, not in a selfish way, but in a very self-caring way. And the two are vastly different.
And then often that can help someone else grow also. You know, sometimes we're doing them a favor by not responding and doing everything for them.
I always laugh when that issue and topic comes up because I think about my own children. And when my daughter was about 10, she was at that stage where she wanted, you know, a particular piece of clothing. And I said, you know, I don't have time right now to do that. I don't begrudge you the soap, the water, or, you know, any of the electricity, but I don't have time to do that. She said, okay, teach me how to do my laundry. And I said, okay, fine, I will. And her watching her feel so great about herself just by doing her own laundry was a real telling experience for me. And it's totally applicable to employees and coworkers and bosses, because when you do something for someone else who can rightly do it for themselves, you rob them of an opportunity to raise their self-esteem and be competent.
And when you show the and when you show that you have confidence in them to do it, then that builds their self-esteem and confidence, along with, you know, their discovering their own abilities too. So
it's fascinating how that really works in truly in real life when you see people blossom because you gave them a chance to try, you know. And when we talk about delegating again, I mean, that is the ultimate trust that you have in another individual, is to give them a chance to try. So, you know, there's so many ways that there are so many tips in terms of organization, things that, you know, I do that help me in terms of apps and filing systems and all that sort of thing. But, you know, to me, Nancy, this really comes down to more fundamental kinds of questions and answers.
Stepping back a little bit, sounds like.
Yep. It really, that's what has made a huge difference for me. That's what I see make a huge difference for many of my clients. All the phone systems and apps in the world can't be effective if you don't have some of these other things, if you don't have a vision, if you don't really know what you want, if you're not capable of setting boundaries in your workplace, if you can't delegate, and if you're trying to hold up the whole world all by yourself.
Yes, yes. Good. Okay, this has been really helpful. And can you tell us how people can get more and get in touch with you more? I know you have a workshop coming up.
We have a new workshop coming up. We do quarterly public workshops, and we have one coming up on September the 23rd for women. It is Kick Up Your Assertiveness Quotient for Maximum Success. Women will go to my website, which is highheelsuccess.com. They can read more about that. They can register right online. These are full-day workshops, very hands-on. You've been to my workshops. You know it's an interactive experience where people really get to learn from one another as well as the presenters. So that's coming up.
Right.
And I'd love to invite your listeners to visit my website and opt into the mailing list and get a free 50-plus questionnaire on assessing your career. Some of these self-sabotaging things that we've talked about today will come up. And there's also a free report on 6 self-sabotaging behaviors that women engage in the workplace. Mm. So I'd love to be connected with your listeners and be as much of a resource for them as I possibly can.
Great, Kay. And I'm just thinking that both the assessment and the free report sound like, you know, I'm sure we all have blind spots. And it sounds like those would be really helpful at helping us realize what we might be doing something unconsciously or something that might be easy to find. So it's KFITTIS.
Go ahead. My email is k@highheeled.com. They're welcome to email me. And then the website is highheeledsuccess.com. Or they can call the office, which is 513-561-4288. And a real life person will talk to you. Imagine.
Great. Love it. Okay, Kay. Well, thanks so much for being with us today. And I'm sure everybody will benefit from giving choices and decisions a lot better thought. And simplifying things in so many ways, though. Okay. Thanks so much.
Fingers crossed that that's what will happen. Thanks, Nancy.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Welcome. Bye-bye.
This is Biz Life Simplified, where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results. Join us each Wednesday on the EWN Podcast Network. To download the program or learn how to be a guest on the show, go to effectiveday.com/podcast. Programs are also available on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, EWN Podcast Network, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and AHA Radio. Remember, Biz Life Simplified is where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results so you are free to do what you do best.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Integrity Staffing is making on-the-spot job offers for temp and temp-to-hire positions in Walton. Earn up to $16 an hour, plus excellent benefits with day and night shifts available now. We'll get you working right away with our unique, fast, and easy application process. Walk in Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5 at the Courtyard by Marriott at 500 West 3rd Street in Covington. For more information and to apply online, visit waltonlistens.com. Click the banner now for additional information. Integrity Staffing, your opportunity engine. Integrity Staffing is making on-the-spot job offers for temp and temp-to-hire positions in Walton. Earn up to $16 an hour, plus excellent benefits with day and night shifts available now. We'll get you working right away with our unique, fast, and easy application process. Walk in Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5 at the Courtyard by Marriott at 500 West 3rd Street in Covington. For more information and to apply online, visit waltonlistens.com. Click the banner now for additional information. Integrity Staffing, your opportunity engine.